Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker in Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that daycare teacher Alexis makes $40,000 a year. Okay, on the phone this morning is Sarah, who lives in beautiful Renton. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Doing fantastic, good. Sarah. Sounds like you are commuting to or from work, correct?
I am, yes.
All right. So Sarah, by the way, guys, is a restaurant manager. Kind of a great thing today, especially since we've
talked about drive-thrus.
Talking about Arby's and the OG Burger King chicken sandwich, some of the best fast food, you know, items available. But, you know, we don't know what kind of place you work at, Sarah. So we're going to put a minute on the clock just to ask you a lot of questions. When we're done, we'll play a song, gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We're all going to guess what we think you make. And then you're going to share your salary as a restaurant manager. Sound good, Sarah?
Sounds great.
All right. She can dig it. Going to work now. They must serve breakfast.
Denny's?
Could be high. It could be upscale. I'm thinking Morton's Steakhouse. Yeah. All right. Gabe, you ready?
Yes.
And your market set and go.
What are your hours like?
I usually work 9-hour shifts.
How long have you been at the restaurant you work at now?
It's going to be my 1-year anniversary tomorrow.
How many people do you oversee?
Probably about 20.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the fanciest, how nice and fancy is the restaurant you work at?
7.
What's your favorite dish?
Good old tacos.
Do you guys have a drive-thru?
We do not.
Do you own a home?
I do not.
What is your best dish on your menu? Your hitter?
Fried shrimp.
Are you married?
I'm not.
I had so many questions there, but I know about fried shrimp and other things. Okay, here's what we'd like you to do is, if you don't mind, help us out a little bit. You're probably thinking a number. What is it? Text it to us, 253-642-WOLF. Put your name and where you live on that text, because we'll all pluck one out and use it as our guest here. And obviously, the most interesting part of Share Your Salary, if you can hang out for just like 3 minutes, Sarah from Renton is going to share her salary as restaurant manager coming up next.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Sarah. She lives in Renton, but she's currently commuting to her J-O-B, which she's a restaurant manager, so she's on her way there. We don't know where it is, but what else did we just learn about her, Gabe?
She works 9-hour shifts. She is about to hit her 1-year anniversary. I was hoping you'd hit the
nice.
Cowbell.
I'm sorry, didn't...
Thank you.
Nice job on the 1-year.
She manages about 20 people. She's not married. She doesn't own a home. They don't have a drive-through, but she said on a scale of fancy, it's about a 7 out of 10. Her favorite dish is the tacos, but they might be known for their fried shrimp.
They may be known for their... It sounds like a game show. They might be known
for their fried
Can you guess that restaurant? All right, we don't know the name of the restaurant. We're not going to say what it is, but we're talking about Sarah here and how much you would make if you were a restaurant manager. Mm-hmm. Captain Ron, you got to go first. What do you think?
Okay, so Miley from Tacoma texted in. She said 65. I was also thinking that. I think she makes good money from tips. And also, it's a decent restaurant.
Oh,
it all just seems to be adding up. So I'm saying 65.
We didn't ask that, but I don't think managers normally take any of the tippage. I think it's servers, bartenders,
busboys. I think if it's upper, I think they do that thing where they split amongst the whole staff.
Okay.
So she's still getting tips, even though, you know, she's just in the back office.
We should have asked that. Okay,
I don't think she's getting the tippage, so I'm going to go a little bit lower. I mean, she doesn't own a home. She's not married. She's only been there for less than a year, so, you know, sometimes you got to work your way up. I'm going to go with 54 from Jeremy.
Okay, that's so 65 and 54. I hate to do this, but I'm going to go right down the middle with Dylan from Tacoma. I think we're all right there, but I'm going to say 62. So I'm a little lower than Captain Ron. I'm a little bit higher than Gabe, but I'm feeling like 62 on the number. No whammies, no whammies, no whammies. Big money. Mega ball. Powerball. Give me the lottery. Okay, let's end the guesswork here. It is time to find out how much Sarah in Renton you actually make as a restaurant manager. That means it's time to share your salary.
What is the number?
$75,000.
Oh, Nelly, Big Daddy. So, do you work in the city? Is that why you're making a little more dinero?
I do.
Okay, darn it. So, like downtown-ish?
South Lake Union.
Okay, all right.
Oh.
Everybody's trying to figure out who's got the good fried shrimp over there in SLU. So, answer the one question we were debating about. Do you get a cut of the tips?
I do not.
Do you work on the water?
I do not.
Oh.
Mm. You thought you had it. How hard is it right now as a manager to keep your wait staff and employees coming in consistently?
We have a really, really good group of employees. So, we, thankfully for us, do not have an issue with that.
Does the bartender make the most money of the employees who are serving?
Of course they do.
Yeah, that's the way to go, man. Yes, Captain Ron.
Do you guys split tips evenly, or does everyone keep their own?
They all make their own, and then they share out to, like, our support team.
Does the name of your restaurant start with a D?
No.
Is it on a corner?
Is it by a tree?
Yeah.
Is there a sidewalk nearby?
Is it on a corner?
Yes.
You got it? Okay, don't say it. She didn't want to say it on the air. Okay, now we're just playing games between ourselves. Come on. All right, Sarah, listen, thank you for listening to the Morning Wolf Pack. Thanks for calling in for Share Your Salary, too. And congratulations. I mean, you're working long days. How many days a week are you working? Last question.
I work 5 days a week.
5 days. Okay, so not bad. 5 nines, you know, that's doable. Making some money. Good for you. You saving some?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. How's your portfolio? Like strong to very strong?
Okay.
I know a guy. I know a financial guy.
Hey, I think it's good.
You can ignore him, Sarah. It's okay.
Ignore me, but thank you, Sarah. We do love you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.